A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed the parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we hear the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. Jesus didn't explain these parables the way he explained the parable of the sower and the seed. Parables are to be pondered. They were to be pondered by the people who listened to Jesus in his day, and they are to be pondered by us. What is there about a mustard seed that can reveal something that is true about the kingdom of God? It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. The seed is small, unnoticeable, smaller than a grain of rice, smaller than some grains of sand. It could be swept off a shelf with a thoughtless gesture and not be noticed. But when this tiny seed is planted in good soil, it will produce a great plant, a plant that will also be a home for the birds of the air. Maybe one way to ponder this parable is to think of the many little events that make up our daily life as mustard seeds, going about our duties, performing an act of kindness, holding back a negative remark, listening to someone who just needs to vent, waiting patiently online when we have other things to do. These are our rather small things, but when they are planted in good soil, when they are integrated into our faith life and done with love and with the intention that we are doing what God would have us do, these mustard seeds will grow into a large plant, so to speak. These small expressions of love will contribute to the growth of our own faith and the deepening of our relationship with God. And they will be an extension of God's love, a shelter for others. The second image Jesus gives us is yeast. It takes just a little yeast to permeate a whole batch of dough. But when the yeast is added to the dough, it causes the dough to rise. The kingdom of God is not obvious, yet powerful like the yeast, and changes us, changes the way we look at life, the way we regard others, the way we even look at ourselves. It touches every part of our lives, and it will eventually bring us to rise again to live with God forever. Maybe that's why Jesus didn't explain these parables. Maybe he wanted us to ponder them and see how they fit into our lives, to realize they make a difference in our relationship with him. We can find many hidden meanings in the parables and never fully understand them. But we are invited to ponder them over and over and over again. Dear Jesus, you who were the great teacher, who led your students to arrive at the truth at their own pace and according to their response to your invitation, send your Holy Spirit to breathe life into us as we ponder your lessons, your parables. Grant that we may arrive at the truth which you wish to reveal to each of us, May your kingdom come into my life and help me to be an instrument in bringing your kingdom to others, like the mustard seed and the yeast.